Hi, I'm Michael Schubert, editor of The Pathologist, and I'm thrilled to be here today with Michelle Mitchell. Welcome, Michelle. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your story?
Sure. My name's Michelle Mitchell, and I have been a patient advocate for many years, and I'm also really honored to be an American Society for Clinical Pathologists patient champion. And my story, well, I guess my story begins in 2006. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I found out at work, and that very day that I was diagnosed, I went home to tell my husband of less than a year. He agreed to help me in my fight. About a half hour later, Ray had a stroke. A month later, I was actually forced to take him off life support. And 1 week after I buried him, I began my battle with breast cancer at the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center. My treatment plan included a lumpectomy surgery, several rounds of chemotherapy, radiation. 4 years later, I had an additional surgery and years of anti-hormonal pill phase. While I'm in remission and completed my final phase of the treatment plan in 2015, I continue to struggle with thoughts of recurrence, and I suffer from the many side effects of the chemo drugs. Breast cancer really is, I would consider it a marathon and not just a sprint.
What was it like at the beginning when you were waiting for the results of your biopsy?
Well, yeah, that was very agonizing. It actually took about 2 weeks. At the time, I remember I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep. I worried really every hour of every day. At that time, my husband, Ray, was in intensive care. And you know, I wondered if he lived, how would I be able to take care of him and manage my own breast cancer? What would my life be like? I wanted this tumor out of me. When I finally got the call from my oncologist, you know, I really heard the words breast cancer, and then my mind went somewhere else. I was numb. I totally had way too much on my plate, and it was completely overwhelming.
Do you remember the day you decided that you wanted to look at your own pathology slides? What made you curious?
I do remember that day. As a little bit of background, I'm also a patient advisor and co-chair of the University of Michigan Department of Pathology Patient and Family Advisory Council. The chair of the committee, a pathologist, offered to show me my cancer and review my pathology report. At that point in time, it had been 10 years since my diagnosis and 1 year after I had completed my treatment plan. What made me curious was that, when I was diagnosed, I never saw my pathology report. I never saw my slides, and I didn't even think I could. I was told my breast cancer had been caught early. So what I knew was that I had something called an invasive ductal carcinoma. I had no lymph node involvement. It was stage one, and it was very small. It was 0.9 centimeters. My oncologist said that my prognosis looked really good. And over the years, I had done a lot of research on my own, but I had a lot of lingering questions, and I really looked forward to learning more.
How did your pathologist interact with you and educate you about your condition? And what did that effort mean to you as a patient?
Well, first of all, he did a terrific job. So the pathologist, he had obtained all of my slides. There were several, and my pathology report. We met in his office. And first he had all these things digitized. So he put them up on his monitor in his office. And first he showed me what normal tissue looked like. He explained how they stained the slides to determine different characteristics about my tumor. So my tumor was what they called estrogen and progesterone positive and something called HER2 negative. And they put certain stains on the slides to determine that. And then he began to tell me a little bit more about my tumor that I wasn't aware of. He explained to me that I had what grade was in a tumor, and I had not heard of that characteristic before. So I thought, wait a minute, how is grade different than stage? And he explained that the grade defines the aggressive nature of the tumor. And he explained to me that they literally counted up these black dots on a screen, of which there were many on the screen for my tumor. And he explained that that helps determine what grade it is. And he told me I had a grade two tumor. Grade two tumors tend to grow more quickly than a grade one tumor. So as I sat there and sort of digested what he said, I thought, wow, so I know my cancer is invasive. And even though there was no lymph node involvement, my mind began to race. And I thought, wow, what are the chances of one of these cancer stem cells floating around in my body? And I got visibly upset. He was great. He stopped for a moment so I could process the information. And you know, after that encounter, that the sheer size of the enemy is what stays with me from that experience. It's been 15 years and I still wonder if some of those cells are floating around. You know, and although I was not, I was told some new information that I didn't know, I was very grateful for the encounter because as a result, I've made changes in my lifestyle and I'm convinced that these adjustments that I made will have a positive effect on my health and my cancer long-term. You know, the encounter sort of extended a warm touch in a world filled with barcodes, sterile instruments, and starched white lab coats. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity to have shared that with such a great pathologist.